This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna. And this is Gayotic.
Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals
who all share one brain cell.
Oh my God.
I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade, and we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
We're back. Different day, same outfits.
We actually only own two pairs of pants.
Two pairs of pants. I love your sweater. Where is it from?
It's from Aritzia.
Oh, wow.
I love Aritzia.
It's funny that this is not really even SponCon. They did gift us some stuff. Thank you to the people at Aritzia.
Yeah.
But does Joe actually like the sweater? Is it soft?
Yeah, it's cashmere.
It's not itchy. Yeah.
No, you want to touch me?
I believe it. It's cashmere. I think that it's important to invest in cashmere when you get a chance.
Well, when we were in Scotland, it was everywhere.
Cashmere stores everywhere.
Cashmere's critical.
It actually filled me with stress. I know that's already been a theme on this season of I don't like to choose material objects. It stresses me out if I know that we're in a city when we're touring where it's like, this is the city where you should get this specific thing.
I don't care anymore. We're going to go back.
We'll be back. Yeah, it's all good.
We're going to be back. You know what you should get? A delightful time.
Nice. Well, speaking of wonderful places.
Yep.
We've been a lot of wonderful places together in this life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of terrible ones.
Absolutely. You know what? That's the thing. You know what? I think the thing that bonds us the most as friends and as business partners are all the terrible experiences we've had uniquely together. Right. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Oh, so we wanted to do an episode that... maybe this is our attempt to, you know, add to the pile of evidence that we are, in fact, musicians.
We're seeing ourselves on a call sheet. It says podcaster, you know, stuff like that.
And it just seems like you don't even know what our true talent is, which is that
famous influencers
are singing and dancing, singing and mainly singing, playing, sometimes dancing.
I would love to dance more.
And Josette would love to dance more. But we wanted to... a lot of people don't know this, but we have been touring. We've been touring musicians for how many years has it been?
At least
5 or 6 years.
Yeah, at least like 7.
16,
yeah.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
Oh my God, 8 years.
That's actually our first pitch for our next record. It's called The Counting Song.
And it starts at 16 because everything before that, everybody knows that stuff. It's the stuff after that gets really mysterious. When you get to the teens, sort of at the end, right. 19,
and after 23, people know that as well.
Yeah,
until 30, and then over 30 is just some of the biggest numbers you've ever seen.
So it doesn't even matter because when are you even dealing with that numbers that big?
Never,
because it's
never.
So crazy. Yeah.
So as you're saying, we've been touring for 8 years, and we wanted to kind of go over this for the thousands, maybe millions of other touring musicians that are listening to this.
There definitely are millions.
Being at the airport sometimes, it does feel like
there is something funny about deciding to talk about touring with the kind of attitude of like, maybe I'm going to help some people, because the thing is that
I did not decide
it is such
that.
A rare.
No.
Well, I feel like the reason that that's my approach and that's what makes it. That's what makes it feel doable for me, because I like to think I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not doing this so I can talk in the microphone.
I see that, and I feel as though I'm coming at it from a different perspective, perhaps, but same maybe goal of being like the warlock on the road, being like, beware, you know, there be dragons. And like, we've seen a lot of bad stuff on the roads. We can talk about bad hotels we've stayed at. We can be the warlocks along the path.
We can each ask a question for the others to answer based on this prompt.
Sure. Okay. I'll come up with the positive one.
I have a funny.
Okay. I do have a question for our producers. I seem to have put my feet up on this table.
Kosher.
And is that okay?
Yeah, and it's actually also, right. I'm going to tell you why it's good. Mista.
Uh-huh.
Is a brand that actually gave us free shoes.
And I love these shoes.
I love my shoes.
They've been asking for
picks.
Picks. And we'll do you one even better. Look at this. Thank showing you. Little ankle for the for the Katie's. Boys.
And this is something that's really innovative because on a podcast you're not often getting like kind of a shoe tease.
You have such little fucking legs. I have legs.
I have little legs and I have little feet. But the thing that's really like, awesome about these Mista shoes is that they make my feet appear much bigger than they are.
And you like that?
I do. Yeah. And I like that they are like a dark brown and I wear them with black. Brown and black is good. My signature.
Brown and black is good. It's good. Navy and black is good.
I don't know about that.
What? Navy with black?
I think you can.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying
I'm not gonna.
It's a fashion faux pas. I don't believe it.
Yeah. And I've been ugly and I've been beautiful.
That was actually a big hesitation jacket. I had when I wrote navy
You're
blue.
You're kind of wearing navy and black right now.
No,
legit
I'm not.
Are.
I am seeing what you mean, but it's completely different when it's a denim.
And do you feel seen?
I feel exposed.
Okay.
Well, seen and exposed.
So. Here's my first question. Whenever someone says, let's get down to business, what do you think of?
Let's get down to business.
To defeat. Bum, bum. The Huns.
Thank you. I need it to be spoken into the air. If somebody begins the phrase, I need
Mulan,
it to be spoken into the air.
It's been said before. Mulan.
Okay. I have a question for touring musicians. Mm.
Two of them are here.
Yeah. I want to know what is something that you didn't think would be possible for yourself on the road? What is something you didn't think you could do that through our years of touring you were able to do it and you surprised yourself and you said, wow, I can't believe what I'm capable of. It's almost like I could do anything that I could even beyond my wildest dreams. That's my question.
I didn't think it was possible to be able to tolerate the amount of mold and pubic hair you would see
that
in venue showers that you're forced to shower at and to complete the shower and feel clean.
And what are your tools that you use going into that battle to defeat the
shoes? Wearing shoes is critical.
What kind of shower shoes do you have?
I have Crocs, but that might change.
Well, I love that.
If an attractive offer comes along.
I'm going to give everybody at home. So there was one time the three of us were all sick on tour.
We were
playing. This is when we were on tour with Casey Musgraves. The three of us were all sick. And the shower that was in our room, we were in a locker room as our green room, was actually a group shower.
Like for hockey players.
For hockey players. So we decided the three of us were going to take a group shower. Mm-hmm. And then we had our guitar tech and production manager and everything man, Ivan, we chose him to do a nude photo shoot of us.
But it kind of felt, we got to clear it up because it did feel like we were doing a nude photo shoot, like the Chili Peppers or Blink-182 were doing that.
Yeah.
Those photos did not look like that. They looked crazy. We deleted all of them. We said, this is too much.
If we make a chaotic Instagram, maybe that should be the first photo.
Unless we did like an editing. Let's edit our heads onto some beautiful football player bodies. I would love that. I would actually love that. And
that
like
was
a gay
one of my
scene.
Favorite pieces of doing an arena tour is that like you're in sports locker rooms. I guess maybe it's kind of other people who are like headlining and direct support on an arena tour are not all in sports locker rooms.
They are too.
They just have better
like amenities. We were in the referee locker room a lot of the time too.
Pretty cool.
I mean, the sports showers, some of them were so nice. That one, when we were in Chicago and we ordered deep dish and we were in the, what's the sports team? Chicago.
The Bulls.
Yeah. Were we in the Bulls?
At the United Center?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so nice.
I don't remember that shower.
I'll answer your question earnestly, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Yay.
Even though my other one was also true. is just more like how much trauma can one person possibly hold in one body. And it's and actually extraordinary.
What's one of the worst showers? Can you expose one of the worst showers you've ever taken?
I have one
at
easily.
What venue?
What's yours?
That there's venue in Austin years ago where we took the shower in the dressing room 1 year. And then the next time we played that same venue, we're like, we can't actually fucking do it. And we went to a hotel to take a shower.
I don't remember. I remember there was a particularly awful shower one time Nashville where I did see mold, pubes on the wall, and I also lost my captive ball in my nose ring. That was a lot. There's some truly bad showers, and I think a lot of people have truly bad shower etiquette. If you're taking hair out from your head and you're just you just put it on the shower wall. You're an animal.
Care. You know what the thing is?
You're
like
an animal.
When we're in hotel rooms at times, like when it's the three of us, like I'll do things in that shower that I wouldn't do at home.
Yeah. You mean like in terms of shaving?
Like leaving my hair. Yeah.
Yeah, because
like,
I'm not going back to that shower.
No.
I have a compulsion with the hair. If something's not draining because there's
hair.
Well,
I'll do it. I'll clean up the shower if I know you guys are going to take a shower after
me.
That's
nice.
Of course.
I'm cleaning up the hair no matter what because I have so much hair that I always think it's mine.
Well, because it usually is. Like, I have the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm shedding. I'm out here shedding.
Yeah. My legitimate answer
yeah.
would be that I could withstand the amount of airplane travel that we do.
Yeah, you
I was terrified of flying. Mm. Not in the sense that I couldn't do it, but that I simply hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still hate it. It's miserable. Nothing is worse than flying. It is one of the worst things you
can
do.
Is that the thing that gives you the most anxiety?
I wouldn't even describe it. I guess it's anxiety. I mean, I just don't like.
You are my little dissociated icon.
I know.
You are so cute to me.
Flying is feels condescending, but I'll take it. flying is something that I don't understand. And I spiritually am aware that I don't belong up there. We are too high. It's unnatural. I don't understand how planes work. It's been explained to me a million fucking times. I still don't get it. It's scary as hell. People are just walking up and down the aisles, going to the bathroom.
Follow-up question: what the fuck is going on up there? How do planes work?
Great. Exactly. You know what? It's better that I not even answer that.
I don't actually really like. I don't want to know. The more I'm up there, the more I'm like, my body hates this.
Have you guys ever thought about it, like, with the Greta Thunberg of it all? Like, when she was like, just stop flying. Like, if your career depends upon flying, like, too bad, just do something else.
I'm like, girl, I won't be doing that, love.
I know, it kind of sucks, but it's true.
When I hear her, I'm like, you are right.
It's not
She's
us.
Right, but then someone, say, you want me to be in a boat? The only thing I hate more than flying?
Yeah, that's
and
way
then
more
in a boat? She's on a boat and she's thrown up to get to the conference.
Let me tell you, though, we're not the issue with climate change. We're all good citizens who do our best as individuals. It's the billionaires. But I do agree with you, Greta, but I'm going to be on the flight. But I want the companies to change.
I want the companies to change.
I want the companies to change. Hell, I'm recycling. I'm composting. I'm buying from the farmer's market.
Go talk to BP Oil. And tell them to stop flying around.
But I can't pick another job.
Little musician,
I'm
the jester. The flying jester? You're coming for the flying the flying clowns that are flying across to go do clown stuff?
It is.
Into the last row of economy where I can't even recline the chair.
The amount of stairs that we get on, the three of us have experienced. The funniest thing I think ever is us in an airport. We get stared at no matter what because I think we're just screaming stare at us at times because people are so...
Because they're just
so many levels. So many levels. But the way that
it's
we look
so turned on
a flight, we get talked to all the time.
You two do.
Me and Joe get talked to all the time when we're together. We've never seen two boys hanging out.
Yeah, it's either really people want to jump on this train. They can't help it. Yeah. To be honest.
This is kind of making me realize that the question should have been, I was trying to do a positive spin on following your dreams, but I feel like the question should have been, what is something that we've like
overcome
done that you can't believe that we did.
I mean,
literally were in a row where we couldn't recline the seat and it was
we were being flown by the
it
label.
Was the bathroom row in the sense that we were being inundated
by the bathroom vibes
by the, bathroom.
the amount being You guys.
We've done some of the most humiliating things. Cocktail hour. We played to people eating shrimp cocktail saying, dance, monkey, dance. And we're the fucking monkeys.
We played a radio show for dogs.
We did.
Okay,
That is one of the stories that I think we need to tell.
Okay, fine. Let's piggyback off. Okay. I'm just going
to
give the context.
Everyone gets to do their...
I'm going to give the context.
I also want everyone to be able to do their answer of what they've overcome.
I
to
want
be
that
able to
too,
do
yeah.
This.
Yeah.
I so mean, we can do that and then get back
yeah,
to dogs.
Yeah, whatever.
Joe, say what...
dogs?
We'll get back to dogs.
Okay.
I'll bring
it back. Take a break. I feel like we've been like worrying, like we've been like spiraling out.
No, because no. We literally
all leading somewhere. I start to hear the rhythm getting faster.
We're reporting.
I feel God's
in the room. God's in the room. Yeah.
Us getting heated up about being, because I do want people. I love my favorite thing about what we do is breaking down the walls of like people think it's glamorous, and it really is because we get to. We're following our dreams. But I will say, like, we are...
There are people who follow their dreams, and it's a lot easier.
Yeah. Also, I think it's because, like, the three of us share everything.
And, you
it's
know,
not,
but you know what's funny is that you are such an open book with, like, the
I
stuff that is hard. And I kind of do care. It's like there's... I ultimately agree with you, and I think that we should be doing that type of thing. But I have this inner, like, resistance almost every time that if you're, like... Honey, like, we didn't make money on tours for this
years.
Many years.
Well,
I'm like,
let the people
I'm like,
know.
Oh, my God, you can't tell them that.
No,
well,
they
no,
got to know.
It's because, okay, because it's like, we're not failures. It's just the truth. No, I mean, like, no, but I think that's the, I think that's like the, there's two things I
that's
think
the
stopping
headline.
You.
We are think, not failures.
Well, I think that people either think it's like, we're not ungrateful. We are so happy to be doing this. We wouldn't want to be doing anything else. And we're not failures. Those are, I think, are the two things that block the honesty, right?
I don't know. I guess maybe it's like
what
blocks the honesty? Yeah,
things
I
are
think
actually
right.
The truth is like things are good, but we have seen war.
And but the thing is, it's also the best part about like our relationship is that no one else knows what you guys know about our suffering.
I also want to say like, that I think another maybe shade of it is that. You two are very good complainers in that you complain in a really funny way.
We're actively processing.
Complaining is an act of love at times.
Yeah. Well, that's how we get through
but
it.
But I'm not like quite as much like that.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Sometimes I can't hear it. Yeah. If I'm in hell, I really might not want to talk about it.
Well, it's when it's really bad, you don't want to talk about it.
I just want to dissociate.
Yeah.
And if something is like, if I'm having a hard day, I don't want to fucking hear it. But if from now, today's it's beautiful outside, everything's fine.
Let's go over
there's
it.
There's mold and pubes and shit, and we're sitting in the back
it's
of the
funny.
Airplane and it's hell.
It's
and
about,
think
it's
about
so funny.
Like,
people
the
acting
farts
crazy.
On an airplane that you don't smell, and think about how intense it needs to be for
me to smell it.
For me to be constantly smelling.
Think about the fact that sometimes people will have blankets and it's doing nothing.
it's because they're sick.
That is one of the cutest things about you, Joe, is that like you have that lens of like if someone is doing something animal, you have a very compassionate lens of
like they're sick. Me and
you
Katie
guys,
are like they should be killed for disrespecting.
Yeah, well, Katie, you had a flight recently where someone
God,
had
my flight
someone
home from
had
London.
The flu.
They were throwing up.
Yeah, they shouldn't have been on the flight.
They had bags lined up in their little row.
Trust me, Greta, I don't want to be in the damn plane with these motherfuckers either.
My first thought was to feel bad, but I wasn't in your position. My first thought was, oh no.
Disgusting.
Imagine what it's like to be on the, you're stuck. This is the thing. I think this is the thing about touring also. It gives you the perspective of when you're really, like, because we've been in every travel scenario where, like, I've been so sick where it's like I've had, like, sinus infection or, like, had the flu, but I can't stop traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So you're stuck in that hell. You're
I think what I would say is if you are throwing up on the plane, it's not your fault. I do think.
You're obviously not happy to be there either.
No, but no. I would, if it was me, a person who has deep compounded shame, I'd be in the bathroom for the rest of the flight.
You kind
of, I'd be sitting on the toilet in the bathroom.
Hide out in there.
I'd be camping out. Honest, I would say, sorry. Like, if someone tried to get in, you know, I'm sorry.
That's literally been you. That has been you, no?
Not on a plane.
Well, Mono, when you had South by
at the gate, yeah.
Oh, in the bathroom at the airport.
Okay, wait.
Well, that's just when I fell asleep on the toilet because I had
so Naomi's answer about what they overcame was being able to fly and being able to take showers and disgusting showers. Yeah. What about Tor did you overcome that surprised you?
Well, it's not like it surprised me, but I have moved through time successfully while feeling the most mental illness that I felt.
Yeah.
I successfully moved through the time.
Are you talking about Save the World tour?
Saves the World. Even this last tour was hard for me at times where I'm mentally ill. It comes out of me. I can't help it.
So what does that look like for you on tour?
I mean, like, it's just like feeling so much resistance to existing, but I successfully existed and I got through it.
Yeah.
Do I have tools? I don't know. But I did it. I completed the tour.
You have a lot of tools, I would say.
Yeah,
feel
I have a lot of tools.
Feel free to hit us up with tools.
Yeah.
But your tools can also turn against you.
Yeah.
Does that Roger for you?
Yeah, I mean, Roger once said to me that anything can actually be turned against you when you're against yourself and your mind because of mental illness.
It's like there will be time. Okay, and we can cut this out if it's too much of a if you don't want to hear my feedback. But it's like there will be times on tour where it's like you are making a meal on the bus that you're planning. And I'm like, that is so nice that Joe is doing this thing for herself that makes her feel at home and makes her feel grounded. And then there are also times where you're like, making a meal and planning the meal on the bus this is a little bit scary.
Well, it's like
sometimes there's a different energy radiating.
Well, it's dependent. Yeah, it depends on the thing is it is my tool of like taking care of myself. But then also it's like when I'm caught too much in the mania of the plan.
Yeah.
That it is a weapon. But I think it's like, hey, catch me on the day. We'll see. Is it a weapon or is it a tool?
That is tea.
Yeah, that is tea.
What do you think yours is, Katie? Other than the singing of it all. I mean, you can talk about the singing of it all.
Yeah. Shoo-ba-doo-doo. When we first started touring, I was really convinced that I you know what?
You know what? Fuck what Katie was going to say. We got to go to break.
Fuck what I was saying because I'm absolutely dying to hear about some products.
Oh my God.
We're going to go to break and then we're going to come back to Katie.
Let me start by saying this show, Gaiotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp,
good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently, and it's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band. I'm also pro like getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date and it makes you feel very nervous and you do have to find the right person and BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gaiotic today and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gaiotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go.
Please
listen to Gaiotic. Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We're back.
I had so much anticipation.
I bet you guys are just dying to hear about what I have overcome.
Save the beast.
Save the beast. So when we started touring, I was really convinced that I could not sing more than one show in a row without losing my voice. And that's because I couldn't sing more than one show without losing my voice. And this happened when the first time we went to South by Southwest was in 2016, and we had 5 shows in 4 days or something like that.
That was war.
And I did it lose my voice like after the first show, and I had what I now know was a panic attack that first night at South by. I didn't know what it was at the time. I was just like, how many times do I normally breathe in, and how many times also do I swallow my spit?
Yeah, it's like 100 times a second is good.
Or? Yeah, exactly.
Or is that too much?
And I did that for like 8 hours and didn't sleep at all.
You know what
swallowing
I'm thinking about? Me in the bed next to you. Oh, in the same bed next to you while you're having these thoughts.
Yeah, while I'm having those thoughts. Yeah.
And keeping in mind, this is also
in an
when
Airbnb.
I had been sick for 2.5 weeks because I had undiagnosed mono.
I know, and that's the thing that makes me
from
sad.
From a
is
water
like,
fountain at a gym, to be clear.
I
not
know
from a
that
kiss.
Anxiety is like sucks. A very real problem, and I want to validate myself, and that was a really hard
you were
struggle
sick.
To overcome. I was sick in a different way. I was sick.
You were sick.
but it is funny that like there was actually nothing physically wrong with me, and Naomi had the most swollen
eyes, swollen shut.
Your doctor saw your tonsils and said, "Oh no!"
They took me to the Rock Talk when I landed in Austin because I was like, "I don't feel so good." the Rock Doc looked at my tonsils and said, "Oh, your tonsils look really bad. Some of the worst I've ever seen."
Oh,
and I said,
God.
"That's a nice thing to hear from a doctor."
Yeah, for a rock.
I love
to say
well,
that.
It's
he almost
in a
it
way.
Was like he was holding back, saying "ew,"
right,
which is
right.
It's like maybe choose another.
But
career.
Also, this was. I mean, one of the things that's hard about like going into becoming a touring musician is that sometimes you get in these situations where you don't actually have that much experience with performing live. And then all of a sudden you're thrown into performances that feel really high stakes. Like
yeah.
Some of our first shows like that we played at the Bootleg, I remember like going out and there was like just a fuck ton of people there in suits. And like, it was like, there was just a lot of industry people there like to see our shows. And I didn't really know how to handle that at the time.
Yeah. It's like, you know what the funny thing is though, you get a second chance no matter what. I know. I think that's the thing that you don't realize in the moment.
Yeah.
But
we did kind of fuck a lot of opportunities.
Well, no. It just wasn't,
but they
it just
have
wasn't
been
the thing.
Gay ass opportunities
yeah, it just
at
wasn't
that time
the thing.
Anyway. No,
you just didn't know that.
That's interesting. Well, you guys didn't. I still feel like I...
honey, we're here.
Yeah, we are here, baby.
We're here at the top.
Sweetie.
Hey, sweetie, and we are not failures.
No, we're not
we
failures.
We are not failures. Definitely.
We're spilling the tea.
But yeah,
as
I
victors.
Felt like South By was a really big deal, and like every showcase was a really big deal. And so I think that was
they make
what was
you
really
feel that way.
Yeah, but
it's the same thing of like, I don't know. I feel like it has to do with like ageism in the music industry too, of like,
yeah,
it's
100.
Your shot now while you're young. And
it's also like, get it while it's hot. Yeah. It's get it while it's hot.
Yeah, and it's
and
like,
let me tell you, the fire can be started again.
It's always going to be...
Fire can burn anew.
The fire will burn anew. You'll find a new flint. You
ooh.
Know? They'll hot... Maybe they'll...
That's nice. But yeah, it ended up being a really slow process for me of figuring out, like... I don't remember if it was the first headline tour or...
It
like,
was
the tour
it was
with
Saves.
Group Love helped me a lot. And
yes.
I want to give a big shout out to Hannah Hooper,
love
who
Hannah.
I love so much, who was one of the first other singers to talk to me about, like,
Queen.
Vocal anxiety. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, the first, like... week of shows is always hard because you're not really sure like if you can do it, and then after you've done it for about a week you can get into the swing of things and start to trust yourself more. And it was just this really slow thing of like figuring out, some of it was figuring out better technique, but I think a lot of it also was like being on a mental health journey and figuring out how to take care of my anxiety,
also figuring out how to treat it like not
what,
sounds,
not a big deal?
This sounds bad, but yeah, like
not taking it, not treating it like a real thing.
Yeah, you can't think of yourself as being like a character in a movie about a concert every show that you play. Like you have to just
that takes practice.
You have to do it like how I'd show up
for work at Mendocino Farms. I'm absolutely. Like, here we go, baby.
Yeah.
Let's see what this kind of motherfuckers job. Come here.
Yeah, you could, yeah. And also when sometimes you fail at your job, like I've failed. Remember that? Remember this past tour I failed?
Dude, but I'm we're so not proud failures. Of us for that. I want to say I was talking to another musician recently who like tours with a really amazing act. Mm-hmm. And they were telling me about like that the people that are in this group are really hard on themselves after
yeah.
shows if they make the tiniest mistake and they can't yeah. enjoy the shows. Mm. And I don't think any of us ever like super, super struggled with that.
No, it's only when it's a big one.
And or if it's something yeah. that feels like it's something, it frustrates me to no end if there's something that like, if I make a mistake, it's like, whatever, I made a mistake, LOL. Like, yeah. who cares? But if it's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah,
that
sucks.
Feels bad and will ruin a show.
Oh my
like,
God,
if something
should we tell
crazy
the...
is happening?
Should we tell the Casey stay away story?
Oh, yeah, we could.
Oh, so, I don't even, it's, oh.
Do we not want, do you not want to?
We haven't even, you guys I haven't just, asked your
I,
other question.
I don't want anyone to feel bad.
No, for I mean, we, that we happening. Don't have to, we don't have we to say, don't say which happens, city, because so, I actually yeah. don't even remember what city.
I do.
We don't have to say whatever.
It didn't, okay, but the thing is, it's not even anyone's fault. So when we play a show, we use a playback rig because there's a bunch of stuff in the tracks where it's like, obviously, there's only five
Explain
of us on stage.
Explain to people what a playback rig means.
So we have an Ableton session. Ableton is a program that we actually make.
We make music in it.
But we also use it to play things that are in the tracks, meaning parts of the songs that we're not playing live because we don't have enough people and it's just not possible.
Let's say even, I mean, like, it's worth noting that when we're saying this, we're not revealing something that only we do.
No,
like,
everyone does this.
Everybody
has this.
Does
unless
this.
You're like, unless everybody. You're like, unless you're like Steely Dan. You
truly.
Know what I mean?
Or
you
like,
have like 20
like
people on stage
or
yeah,
or
it's
like,
very analog.
Whatever. It's like, you try to figure out the most economic way to do it, which is like everyone will play as physically. If you come to our show, it's like we're playing as much as we possibly can.
Except for me, but I'm
hey baby,
around.
You're playing that. You're playing that body.
Yeah,
you're playing that.
Playing that body like an instrument, babe.
I'm in the original archetypical role,
not
of
like a saxophone.
The feminine form that whose job is to move and in moving inspire the playing
it,
of the
it,
other.
You
music.
Know what? To be honest, inspiring. It's not like that. It ain't
it
true.
It is one of the most important roles of a band.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of examples.
Work it,
girl.
Sirenal.
Yeah, sirenal.
Yeah,
no, thanks.
Sirenal.
We'll say it.
So
is.
Anyway, we played a tracks.
Yeah, so
which is like but, sometimes it'll be background vocals and stuff.
Yeah,
like, sometimes
it's like,
not
it's
a
just
lot.
So much,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But so also we're like we've been historically a small crew. Like we don't have a lot of, as we've said in the past, we haven't historically had a lot of money. And,
but we're
like,
not failures.
We're not failures. It's just like it's just true. I mean, like obviously we're not making a lot of money. No one buys music anymore.
Right.
It's just part of the sorry, spilled the tea.
And then we'll put 25 people on stage.
Yeah,
okay?
So spilled the tea. But so we were playing in an arena and a song of ours, the track got
how many thousands of people is
at least
arena?
Like oh like how many? Like 50,000?
I don't know.
20,000?
No. I think it was probably 10.
Can our straight correspondent look up how many people, how many seats are in
no,
the arena?
No,
arenas
like 10.
Are
it's
under,
like 10.
Are 20,000 and under.
Okay.
Sometimes
so,
okay. 10 max.
So let's
depends.
Say we're playing, and we're first of three. So let's say
we're
generously,
like maybe like
we're playing to maybe 10,000 people.
But the track, the so we're playing a song, and the track gets, for some reason, it gets stuck on a loop. And we all... So we're exiting the bridge of this song.
So just for people
who, it's a
huge bridge. So for the many fans who are listening to Gaotic, but who again don't know that we're musicians or listen to our music, "Stay Away" is a song where the bridge is this big, big build that kind of picks up. Like I'm singing up a scale, and then there's a big moment where
yeah.
I'm singing a big high
chorus.
Note, and it explodes into the last chorus, and. At the moment where we're meant to be exploding into the last chorus, the track skips back and starts the bridge over again.
But doesn't
yeah.
start at
it,
the beginning
no,
of
it,
the
it
bridge.
Just get, it's very confusing.
Starts
we're all...
at a completely random part of the bridge. Also, it's worth saying that like we have all this information happening in our in-ear monitors, which is like how we're hearing ourselves and the music. Like we're also
yeah.
getting clicks so that we're all playing to time.
Uh-huh.
Like we're playing to a metronome, essentially. I don't know how everyone ended up noticing this.
I thought I messed up
almost immediately because I'm thought hearing
I was off by a beat.
I'm hearing the click jolt and I'm saying, whoa, what the fuck? Uh-huh. I look back at Gio and Sarab. Those are drummer and bassist. We should have them on. Uh-huh. Everyone's so registered
something
confused.
Is wrong.
Katie turns around and looks at me while singing, like, what? I can see in her eyes, what the fuck
is
going on? Because I'm thinking, oh, it just skipped back, but it's going to play out. So I start singing the background vocal that I'm meant to sing because I'm hearing it again.
Uh-huh. Wait, so you started the bridge over
a few bars before wherever it was because I was hearing. I knew where it had skipped back to. So I started singing that background vocal. You turn around, look upstage, and look at me like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
You start singing with me over again.
I feel like we're all doing circles.
My nightmare, to be honest, is crazy. Like, even though, yes, my anxiety has gotten a lot better, it's like, I don't like singing through that song all the time, especially if I'm singing to a lot of people. So my nervous fucking nightmare is having to immediately do that part of the song again? Over again.
Yeah.
Like every hell day on that tour, I'm living to get to the moment where I'm done singing that fucking part of the song. And then for it to immediately start over again, I'm like, I'm not going back there. And
we all are so confused.
So basically there is a point where we're on the stage at an arena and we're all kind of playing like different
wrong parts,
playing and singing different, slightly different parts of
the same key. It's all in the same key.
Everyone is throwing their whole ass and pussy into whatever part of the song they're doing.
Sometimes
we're still
both
performing. I'm so proud of everybody. And we have something on stage called the talkback mic, which is a mic that's next to our drum set that when you talk into it, we can hear it in our in-ear monitors, but you can't hear it on the PA system. So it's a way for us to talk to each other. And so we've been traveling in this
vortex
hell hole that we can't get out of.
It feels like it's lasting 13 years. Right. We're trapped.
It was forever.
And everyone's still panicking. And our bassist goes into the talkback mic and like the hero that he is, he simply says, "We have to end the song now." And he goes,
he's like, one more
one,
bar.
One, two, end the song. And everybody just
ends it.
Gives it their best.
And we end it perfect.
And I literally don't think, I wish I knew what city we were in.
I know, but I'm not going
to
say.
I kind of want you to say, because I do want to know, like, if anyone is listening that was there that night and if they thought, they're doing something a little
different,
new and interesting.
I think
different.
People probably think, to be honest, it's like when you're in an arena, right?
Could
you're
be like not, you're slap
not,
back.
You're not listening to like a perfect mix in your headphones. You're just hearing like a slosh of loudness.
Especially there's not a lot
sounds,
of bodies
you know?
There then too.
Right.
So it's like it could going feel like
I probably
would have
been
like slap.
Yeah.
But I would like, how would you?
But
have
we were
known,
all.
You know?
I mean, I was pretty upset after it happened.
I could be described as livid. I think I was completely
livid.
The
other thing is that it was the second song in our set, so you just have to continue the set, and you're not also going to acknowledge it because I still do kind of live by that show business rule.
You have to. No,
you have to.
That
keep
is
it pro.
That is a rule, and this is a rule that I live and die on, even with also making.
I die on this rule.
Yeah, you do. I've made. There's the. I cut my finger this tour, and I've never actually made a mistake during a solo, and I did it this tour. And you know what? Yeah, I wanted to die. I wanted to be flayed. But let me tell you, honey, I'm playing that show the same way I'm going to play a show any other night because you have to. This is what I. This is your job, and this is the only time where I'm like, this is your job. You gotta do the same thing, and you gotta lie.
Yeah.
It's the only thing where I'm like, you gotta lie about how you're actually feeling.
People don't.
It's our straight correspondent.
Just a quick question. Clarifying
question.
Does the backing track stop? Like, can everyone else hear the people who are running the backing track? Did they stop it at the same time?
He stopped it before, but we were all lost.
We were all lost
in space.
So we just kept playing.
Right. He stopped it. Because he panicked and said, maybe this is the best thing that
I
could do.
Probably was the best.
It was
absolutely, but it was hard for us to play not to click.
Yeah,
but it was like
we figured it out.
It was fine. I do struggle with like, I don't even want to speak it into existence, but I'll say it's in the past. I have had a curse.
You're just doing. Curse. You just run more equipment
but than anyone else.
It's not even the prophet. It was like, it was like other just... equipment that other people have as well, but God chooses me, one of his strongest soldiers.
Yeah, that's why.
I don't want to be the strongest soldier anymore because
I'm
getting weaker by the
failure,
day.
For sure.
But
no, but you got it. You got it, my God. You are my personal God. And you have it. That's why you're such a strong soldier.
I've been picked as one of God's strongest soldiers before, and I do have a hard time if I'm at my fucking limit for things going wrong.
Well,
I have a really hard time hiding that on my face. I think people can tell when I'm upset.
You do your best.
I do what I can do.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's like everybody's trying. It's freaking, when something wrong is happening or like when you're sick, just hard.
You have to freak it.
But you do gotta, that is the one thing. You gotta, if you fake it to make it, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're also definitely like the most stoic personality on stage in general. So I feel like that can kind of play
it's
well
like
into
music lesson trauma.
Oh. Yeah, like, I don't know. I feel,
sit down
I mean,
and play the
trauma.
Music, right?
Yeah.
It is, for sure. Of like, and
that actually is a wish that I have for you.
Play the music.
Yeah, I wish that, because, I mean, you have such a hard job of, like, you are doing so
much. You're
multitasking. You're, like, changing so,
you're
pressing
so
many buttons.
It's also, like, it's a part of what I like about making music in general.
For me, it would not be fun, baby. For me, I would not like to do it.
I think, well, when you groove it, right,
it
feels fucking sick.
It's like when you're singing and playing something syncopated. You know what I mean?
You're like
you get in the zone.
I'm doing math, and
yeah,
I can't
that
do
does
math.
Give me a moment.
But I'm
you
doing
math in the moment.
Yeah.
Math.
The moment.
I like it when I'm allowed to play an instrument.
You can be sometimes. You can be allowed at times.
You just, I told you, you're working that body. How could
your
we want you confined?
The gender dynamics of this band are healthy.
No, I mean,
they
are. Hey, baby, I'm everything and all. It's healthy.
Woman.
Thus it was said.
Okay, so
Our straight correspondent seemed to have a thought.
I just feel like maybe it's time for us to
break.
Do review.
Oh my
review
god. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We got like one third into the questions.
Well, we could do more next
time. We can
time.
Do another episode
yeah, this
about
could be,
yeah,
this
we
could
talk
be
all
a,
day.
A multiple part episode, unless
I mean,
you guys think it's boring to hear about Torrance.
No,
this
was incredible.
Okay.
Right,
but I will,
we can talk about it forever.
I do want to say before we review a positive review that we have to say that you do have to come to a show if you haven't seen a show. We are one of the best live bands.
We
period.
Throw the whole,
point blank, period.
We
and
throw
specifically,
the whole
you need to come to the... Well, our tour is almost sold out.
Yeah, but we'll be
it
trying.
Probably will be by the time this episode
Let me
comes
tell
out.
You. We'll,
maybe
we'll
Denver.
Our...
There might be some tickets left in
Denver.
Denver,
y'all are playing.
You guys
well,
are
actually,
playing around.
It's probably going to be sold out.
Probably be sold out. Sorry, Denver. Well, you rocked it. You freaked it.
Whatever.
Freaking freaked
I
it.
I mean, there'll be more shows, and let me tell you... We're trying so hard.
And
it's good.
Fucking crazy. I do have to say, like, now that we're on the
it's
touring
crazy.
Episode, it's fucking, this is our first North American tour ever that is
we're
like probably going to sell completely out.
Absolutely. I
Which
mean, last tour was
radical.
Amazing. Last tour was almost like we sold out the majority of those shows.
And it just this makes is... such a huge difference in morale.
Oh, I love
I
And love
literally
good
our material realities. Like
yeah,
for everyone
absolutely.
That we work with, everyone that we work with works so hard. We have a really small crew. And we make it happen, and everyone's multitasking and doing so much different stuff. And I think as a result of that, everyone's passion, we put on a great fucking show. So
yeah, best show
come
on,
see
best
it.
Show
come
on,
see it,
best show on
and,
earth.
Yeah,
best show. Is that
and
the
now
Ringling,
we're gonna get a little show from
Ringling Brothers?
I have no
circus
idea.
Thing?
The greatest show,
greatest show, greatest showmans. They call us the greatest showmans.
Yes, us a bunch of showmen. Anyways,
so now we're gonna get a show from somebody who's reviewed our show.
Yes. Okay. So, five-star review from Rakuch 91.
Okay. Already great.
Already 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
These homo tings weren't lying.
Ooh,
this is
baby.
One of the most delightfully chaotic podcasts I've ever listened to. Also the gayest. All three of these honest and extremely odd dudes, P-O-O-D-S, live it up Aww. And tell us to have it their way. 10 out of 10, big vibes. Chicken soup for the LGBTQ+ soul.
I need to say, this is a special review to me because, so I have a dog named Roxy, but Roxy's name is, we call her Duty, but we spell it Dude, D-O-O-D.
Right.
Dude. Absolutely.
Rakuchi.
Yeah, so Rakuchi. Absolutely a 10 out of 10.
We should just review people's usernames.
What I'm gravitating
to. I mean, Rakuchi is.
How could you not hold on to Rakuchi?
I was going to.
Are you thinking about Donald Trump? Yeah, absolutely.
grab him by the rakuchi.
I would.
I hope our podcast only with consent grabs you by your rakuchi, but only with consent. We are consent only with the podcast. Yes, we're consent.
Thank you, rakuchi.
Thank you for calling us and odd.
Chicken soupy, delicious.
Chicken soupy.
You're a vegetarian, you goober.
Okay, you know what I will say. Okay,
it's more like lentil soup.
No, I'm not.
There's
no
vegan chicken noodle soup from Whole Foods, and I actually traumatized myself with it.
Yeah, I don't actually.
That's another tour story.
I don't.
Probably.
Yeah, that is another tour story. I don't ever want to eat that again.
Ate it when I was deeply sick.
Yeah. But. I like a bean soup more because beans are more flavorful for adding a broth, and I'll make a Parmesan broth. So anyways.
So that would be our one note for the review.
But no. Chicken soup, I will say, like, if I make matzo ball soup, you know, the thing I miss is like
chicken,
dude. Sometimes you really miss chicken.
I miss you, chicken. Yeah. And you know who you are when I say that.
Wow.
Chicken.
It's always we're when say I'm goodbye. When I'm going. Rakuchi, we love you.
Rate,
we
review, love you, dog. Rate, review, subscribe. We love reviews, as Rakuchi knows.
And Rakuchi left a very detailed one, which is really cool.
Justice for Rakuchi. She doesn't. They don't have an IE.
Rakuchi.
I like the spin. I just want. To
oh
be
my god! Is that real?
Yeah, it's just Rakuchi. Well, Rakuchi 91.
Rakuchi 91.
I was like, so convinced.
Rakuch 91. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say happy very belated 30th birthday.
They're in their Saturn return.
Oh my god, they're ending it. Sorry, Rakuch.
I am glad
my head is in the little gutter. Oh. I'm so sorry, Rakuch.
I will say cooch is the same as coochie.
I would love, you know
it
what?
It is.
So are we kidding? My mistake. If Rakuch still listens to this podcast, I would love for them to write another review telling us why the name.
How
I would
is
love
it spelled?
Well, no,
as well?
this was our whole plan with review. The review is that we want them to then return and review the review.
The review.
Of the review.
Well, I don't think
it's
anything could beat this.
R-A-C-C-O-O-C-H 91.
Okay. I'm making sure it wasn't
like Rachel? Rachel.
It's R-A- wait. It's R-A-C like Rachel?
Yeah.
Or like racquetball?
Yeah.
Let's get out of here. Well, I have to make a salad.
Okay. Wait, I hope everyone rates, reviews, subscribe. Help us monetize our dreams.
And if you're the brand Mista, we love the shoes. If you're the brand Aritzia, thank you for the free stuff. I still haven't gotten mine.
We love free stuff, and I love you, Katie.
I love you, Josette.
Love you, Naomi, and I love you guys. Really, really a laugh riot up in this Rakuch.
Wow, we love our correspondents up at the news desk.
Despite our negative energy, we do feel a lot of good sometimes.
Oh my god, totally.
And gratitude. We're not failures.
No,
wildly successful.
Wild success, never failures. And it's okay to unveil the curtain on your life.
And there's always room to grow with the success as well. I'll make that clear.
Wow, yeah. I love unveil the curtain on your life.
Yeah, baby.
That's what this is.
Yeah,
know?
Baby. Baby, baby, baby.
Seriously,
baby.
I gotta go.
Okay, seriously. All right. We gotta go make a salad. Bye.
Bye.
Gaiotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Gaiotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanovskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Gaiotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday. One of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
Meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.